Y'all had mentioned during the break that we were near the end of our bloom cycle. And if y'all were here 2 weeks ago, you couldn't see green on this Palo Verde. It was just bright yellow. And that is one of my favorite times is you get the Palo Verde bloom, and then shortly after that, the white-winged doves start showing up, and then you get the white blooms on the saguaros here in about another couple weeks.
And what a lot of people don't know, because they're not that observant, they're not tree nerds or arborists like us, but the Palo Verdes bloom at slightly different times during the year, depending on whether it's a foothill Palo Verde, then the blue Palo Verde, then the Palo Breas, the Sonoran Palo Verde. And right now, you see the hybrid Palo Verdes are still rocking it, a lot of them, and they're just dumping. It's like yellow snow.
Well, these hybrids everywhere. Were cultivated for that very purpose, to have a longer bloom cycle. Whereas our native Palo Verdes might have a two-week bloom cycle, these hybrids can have a two-month bloom cycle. And that can be a blessing or a curse. I mean, if you're tired of cleaning up all those blooms right in your patio or dumping it into your pool, you're not a happy camper. But they are really have a showy display on right now. So, yeah, if you see any Palo Verdes across town right now that are in that beautiful yellow bloom, chances are they're a hybrid.
Yes.
And you know what I saw coming across the desert this morning is a couple ironwoods starting to purple up a little bit.
Yeah, they're starting to put on their bloom right now, too. And don't be discouraged if your ironwood hasn't bloomed yet, because they are called sporadic bloomers. Mm-hmm. They do rely upon a wet fall or winter.
Which we didn't have.
Right. Or a conscientious watering program, because they do have to rely upon stored nutrients to be able to push a nice floral display. It's a big energy drain for trees to put on a bloom. In fact, the ironwoods often will drop their leaves entirely. Mm-hmm. In fact, you'll see, if you look closely at your ironwood trees when they're in bloom, they're all flower.
And they look like they're dying sometimes. They put on,
in that transition, once they put on their bloom, they can't support leaves and bloom at the same time, apparently. So they'll drop a lot of their leaves, put on this big floral display, and then there's that period of time after the flowers drop for them to put on new leaves again. There's a period of time where they can look pretty empty on the inside. But if you have a ironwood that blooms regularly, you're pretty lucky, because sometimes they can go 5 or 6 years between a good bloom.
And in my opinion, probably the most majestic of the Arizona natives. And my favorite, over Palo Verde, over mesquites, over, every other variety, the ironwood. There's just something about a mature ironwood that you can't beat.
I tend to agree too. They are just, they're not as ubiquitous, widely distributed as the mesquites and Palo Verdes, which tend to be so common. When you see a beautiful, glorious ironwood, it's pretty cool.
And my assumption on that is because it's a slow grower.
Yeah.
It seems like the nursery you mentioned earlier about the carob tree, that the nurseries don't supply them a lot because they don't move them a lot. They have to supply what sells, and people want fast growers.
Yep.
So they often overlook the ironwood.
Yeah. And I think of that big ironwood that you directed me to out on Carefree Highway, and I finally found it, In fact, I was calling you, I think, as we were driving out there. We were looking on both sides, and I said, did he say the south side, the north side? We finally did find it, though. I'm so glad, because our good friend Rick Kober wanted to see that tree, and he was in stage 4 cancer, and he said, but I want to go see that tree. And so I'm so glad we found it, because the two of us, he was too weak to even walk down into the little arroyo where it sits. But I was able to walk down in there, and he was standing up on the top there, leaning on his walker. And that was one of my best memories. And looking at one of the best, beautiful specimen ironwood trees I've seen, it's just...
And really what John's talking about is the Arizona State Forestry Department has a couple tree programs. One of them is the Champion Tree. And it is the largest known tree of that
species
on record. The Granite Mountain Hotshot saved a champion juniper from the Granite Mountain fire. We have one that's a cottonwood near Dewey that they say has shaded it's over 160 years old, and it used to be a stage stop. So they said it's shaded, you know, Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp, all, you know, everybody
cool.
stopped
Very
along
cool
that.
What, yeah.
And along Carefree Highway, just east of 211th Avenue.
Mile marker. Oh, okay.
On the south side, in a wash, is the largest known ironwood tree in Arizona.
Wow.
And if you drive along Carefree Highway today, I didn't come across Carefree Highway, but I was on the 303, which is pretty close. And if what's happening on there and the ironwoods are blooming, I would say this one, just look for the big purple tree and you'll see it. That's the largest known ironwood in Arizona.
Well, it's what made it so difficult to see, because we kept looking for that big tree. It's down in a wash.
So it doesn't look
and
big
so
when you pass it.
Yeah, so it's not that tall on the horizon as you're looking off the highway. You have to get off in that little parking area. But that's a good. Thank you for that. 211?
East of 211th Avenue.
On the south side of Carefree Highway.
Talking trees with ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower. Steve Price, 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to talk trees.